My name is Cal C, and today on the season finale of The Stoop, I'm joined by DJ Chris Nice as we welcome one of the hottest soca artists in the world, the one and only Ricardo Drew, as he discusses his Antiguan and Trinidadian roots, his driven path as a musician, the evolution of soca and where the genre is headed, how Vagabond turned into a phenomenon, and how DJ Khaled showed him love by featuring Vagabond at the end of his latest video, plus much more. To listen to the podcast here on South Shore Ave Radio, make sure you subscribe to SouthShoreAve.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAve.com. It's The Stoop on South Shore Ave Radio. Horns, please!
They call me Bond. Auri, Auri. Vagabond. Auri, Agent 009.
Thanks for tuning into The Stoop. Alongside me, I have DJ Chris Nice. And also, I have a very, very special guest. Joining us today on The Stoop, we have one of the hottest artists in soca music right now, the one and only Ricardo Drew. Blessed to have
you on
here today.
What's up?
Blessed to have you on here today, brother. How you doing today, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good. And it's a pleasure to be here, man. It's a pleasure to be on the show. And it's a pleasure to, you know, just to be reaching out and talking to all the people out there. What up, world?
Well, Ricardo, this is Chris Nice.
What up, Chris?
So I hear you was born in Antigua, but you spent some time in Trinidad.
That's right. I spent most of my teenage years, my younger and teenage years in Trinidad. And then, you know, in my upper teens, I moved to Florida, where I've been living ever since. And, you know, just going back home every now and again between Trinidad and Antigua. You know? And
nice.
It's a confusion. It's a bubble up, but...
You carry three flags, boy.
Yeah, boy.
So you have a punch in one hand and English harp in the other.
You know things, man.
That's nice, man. I like that. Versatile, man.
You gotta be. I just want to ask you, when was the time in your life where you said to yourself, you know what, Ricardo? I can do this. I can be a soca. I can be a big soca artist. Was there something specific that happened to you, or somebody's advice? Like, what was that moment when the idea came together where you said, you know what, I could really do this?
Well, I can tell you, in 2004, I was actually, you know, scouting. I was, you know, running up and down the circuit in Orlando trying to pursue R&B and hip hop and pop. Mm-hmm. And I ran into a DJ. I met a DJ by the name of DJ Crown Prince, who, you know, was, of course, the force in the dancehall and the soca at that point in time, heavily. I mean, he still does it now, but, you know, he was more into that than other genres that he's in now. And, you know, when I met him, he was like, yo, you know, you're born in Antigua, you have Trinidad roots. Why is it that you're not trying to push your culture forward? He's like, yo, you should, you know, explore that. You should look into being and representing your culture, representing who you are, where you're from. And it was from that conversation that I decided to start taking the soca aspect of it seriously. And it's been history ever since, man.
That's sweet. And what was that time or that moment in your life when you said to yourself, man, I can't believe that this is actually happening. Like, I'm actually here right now. What was that moment where it was like that I'm here moment?
I can tell you, it was 2014, December 27th, man. I'll never forget that day. I was performing for Dr. J in Toronto.
Oh.
Soca or Die.
I remember going
on there. It's like everything just went on a slow-mo for me, man. Like, I could see what people were doing on the left, what people were doing on the right. And who was jumping up in the back, who was in the front. It was like everything just went in a slow motion for me. And I was like, because at that point in time, Vagabond had just took off. And I kept questioning it. I kept telling my management, I was like, you guys sure this song is a big song, man? Like, you guys sure this song has reached the masses? And they're like, look, listen, man, it's reached the masses. You just need to believe it. You just need to see it. And it was that day that I just really, it connected with me. And I was able to take that vision and just work it to in my favor.
Everything just clicked at that moment.
Everything clicked at that moment.
And that's when you know you're doing what you're supposed to do, when moments like that happen.
Yeah. Exactly. And I mean, ever since then, all these things have been happening to me, man. A lot of blessings, a lot of organic things have been happening. I mean, you know, as somebody that's in your profession, you plan for things, you plan for certain things to either build your brand or to run your business or to, you know, to make different things happen. But a lot of organic things have been happening to me in the last 2 to 3 years, man. It's just crazy. So I'm thankful to the big man upstairs for all the blessings.
And those are the best ways when it comes organically like that.
Yeah, man, for sure.
But you know, if you truly love what you're doing and your art form, this is what happens. You know,
yeah.
If you truly love it.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that.
Yeah, that's good. I have a question for you. The question I have is, how has it been working with the great, great Roy Cape? Because I love that band. I love Blacks and them.
Well, I can tell you, dude, it's definitely been like the biggest eye-opener of my life, I should say, in terms of my career. They definitely helped me see things from a different perspective, see things the way I needed to see things as opposed to the way I was looking at it or I wanted it to be. You know, they really helped me open my eyes in terms of the direction of my career. Poppy has had so much experience. Dr. Roy KP has had so much experience, man, in terms of what he's been doing. I think this will be his 37th year in the industry. You know, just running the route. And it's crazy. He has been, you know, he built Ola Tunji, he built Blacks, he built Destra, he helped Marshall. He's done some really great things. So when he sits down and talks to you and invests his time to give you some information, you better sit down and listen. That's all I did, man. I sat down and I absorbed all the information he was providing to me, and I just took it and used it to the best of my ability.
He's like a sensei.
Yeah. He's like Master Splinter Dog, and you're like one of the Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, definitely.
You're gonna be don't be Michelangelo.
No, definitely not. No.
So, in the midst of all the accomplishments that you've had, especially, you know, you're talking about since 2014, and all the goals that you set for yourself, personally, I want to know, how did you get a day named after you in Boston?
Well, I was shocked at that, man. I really was. We went to perform there, myself and Blacks, and, you know, the event was actually thrown by the city of Boston. And, you know, in recognition of that, the mayor, you know, she at that time, I'm not sure if it was a he or a she, but because they weren't there specifically, but they, you know, they made sure that the day, the Friday was given to Blacks, so it was Black Friday, how ironic. The Saturday was given to me. June 21st was Ricardo Drew Day, and you know, it was just an honor, man. It was just definitely to be honest with you, it's not something that I was expecting. It's not even something that I knew about.
Yeah, because I would have to think that you would have been stunned. What? Ricardo Drew Day in Boston? What?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man.
Yeah, I would imagine. And then also, you know, of course, I can't let you leave, of course, without discussing the whole thing with DJ Khaled. So just for those who don't know, on DJ Khaled's video/mini-movie, Nas album Done, at the end of the video, after he's finished chopping it up with Big Ox from Belly, he ends off the video dancing with a bunch of masqueraders to Vagabond, which is your song, which, you know, basically blew the roof off our houses, basically, we saw that. How did that happen? Like, if you could just take us behind the velvet rope, like, did he reach out to you? Did you reach out to him? Were you guys sitting back at a bar with a couple of Coronas? Like, how did that happen?
Again, man, that was something that was just, as I was saying earlier, place, right time, right energy.
Organic.
Yeah, it wasn't even a situation where, like, we knew what was going on in terms of the video or anything like that, you know? And, And when they decided to use the music, their team reached out to us and expressed their interest, and it was just a blessing to us. Now we were like, listen, all right, we want to take this opportunity and use this opportunity not only to benefit myself but to benefit our culture, man. And we took the opportunity and we ran with it, and so far it's been opening so many doors for myself and my team that you know, I don't even know how to express how grateful I am for that to have happened to me as an artist. But again, it's just organic, just blessings, man. Just things that just have, you know, shooting stars just fall out the sky sometimes. And then that was a big shooting star, man.
But as you remember, it only shoots for those that's putting in the work, you know what I mean? So you're putting in the work, and you're talented enough that it's coming back to you.
God is good.
Yeah, you see that Vagabond song? I mean, I've had that song for so long, and in the 20-something years I've been a DJ, I've done R&B parties, soca fest, all different things. But what's amazing is the reaction I still get to this day. I played it on Saturday at a party, an R&B classic old school party, but we decided to touch a little soca. The place went crazy.
That's crazy, man. And that's all we want to do, man. We want to change the world with our culture. We want to change the world with our sound. And you know, we've been working hard. So I want to just big up my team for that. You know, big up everybody on my team, because, you know, without them, I'm nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's great. And honestly, for me, like, it was an amazing moment to see, just because, you know, I've never seen a hip hop song be associated with soca before, right? So, you know, sometimes you'll see like a video, you know, where they'll touch a little bit of reggae, or they'll be filming a video in Trinidad or Jamaica, you know, similar to like Foxy Brown, you know, back in like the early 2000s, where she, you know, she implemented some reggae sounds and everything else, or like the Jay-Z Big Pimpin' video, that type of thing. But to me, to have it to that extent, I think it's so huge for the culture of soca.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. And I can tell you that I'm almost sure that a lot of other people are going to start following suit. I mean, Khaled knows what he's doing, man. I mean, we have seen it just by, you know, the response from social media, the things he's doing, especially when the little snippet of him dancing to the song went viral. It's like he pays attention. He listens to what the masses are saying. He knows what he's doing. So it's not like, you know, he doesn't understand this. So I can almost guarantee you that shortly after this, a lot of other people in his side of the industry, his side of the genre, they're going to pay attention and follow suit.
Yeah, definitely.
Beautiful.
And speaking of which, I just want to ask you as well, how has social media affected your career?
Man, I can tell you social media has done wonders for me. You know, it's put me in a position where I don't necessarily need a radio station to make sure that we have a successful season or a successful year. It's almost like I can reach out and touch everybody in one shot. Through Facebook, through Instagram, through Twitter, through Snapchat, it has definitely put us in a position where our music can just, you know, it can touch the world, even leaving your house. Of course, when you're touring, it's a different story. But you know, to get your music heard, to get people to know who Ricardo Drew is, or to know, you know, who Julia Malief from the Bahamas is, it's easier at this point in time than it was 10, 20, 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like Poppy from Roy Cape, he would have had to travel the world before somebody would have had to actually know who Roy Cape is.
Right.
Showing promo cassettes.
Yeah. Making big old CDs and, you know, shaking hands, and, you know, you have to smile and be personal with everybody. I mean, although you still have to do that at this present moment, social media has now hidden that in some capacity where for the initial connection, you don't have to do that anymore. People could now fall in love with who you let them, or who you show them you are, or they could love your music before they actually get to meet the person.
And what I love too is just the fact that with social media, especially for musicians such as yourself, it puts the power in your hands. You know, you have total control.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can post a video on social media, and a promoter in China could see oh man, this guy rocked the house in Uganda. I want to book him. Oh man, look at the crowd, how they're reacting in Trinidad. That's crazy. I love that. Let me see if I can book him. And I mean, I can tell you, we have definitely kind of defeated some of the odds, because a lot of people, truth be told, didn't want us to reach where we are at now. And social media allowed us to go around them. When at one point when social media wasn't as popular, we had to go to them and try to go through them, and it was a situation where we were blocked every time. But now that's a whole different story.
Nice. Whole different ballgame. Well, this is Chris Nice again. What I could say, though, is I always tell people there's an energy that's been happening, I would say, pretty much around the world in the last couple of years, where people are looking for something different. And I've been telling people for the last couple of years that as DJs, we have to push the soca music, especially being West Indians, because people are looking for something. And I think this is where soca music could creep in and make a big name around the world. There's a window open right now, and I feel like we have to dive through that window. But what is your opinion?
I completely agree with you. I have some industry friends right now that I believe feel the same way that I do. Myself, Lyrical, Tennyson John, Voice. There's a couple of my friends that definitely share the same vision as I do, and I can tell you that we are definitely making sure that we mark and stamp our name on this world, man. That no longer is our culture seasonal. No longer will we allow it to be seasonal. We're going to make sure that we do it year round, and we make sure that our music touches the world, man. Touches every heart, every soul. There's no reason why a vagabond can't touch, you know, somebody in the ghetto in Atlanta, but you know, a baby can touch somebody in Trinidad. There's no reason. Especially now with everything that's going on in the world, we have so much to offer. Our music is happy music, and I know we're going to do it.
I love it. And whatever somebody like me could do, I will always push it.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And you know, you guys are very important in this game too. Very, very important, because without you guys, you know, the people in the clubs, the people in the parties, the people that you know, want to get out of the house or get off of the social media, can't enjoy the music. So you guys are very, very integral in this as well. So, me speaking on behalf of all the artists, thank you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. So where do you see it in about your vision in about 3 to 5 years?
The vision in about 3 to 5 years is actually, you know, just to become 3-4 steps. I wouldn't say even 3-4 steps, but, you know, just definitely enhancing the game, changing the game. An artist after me shouldn't have to go through the same struggles that I go through. And of course, you know, be trying to become one of the moguls of the soca industry, not only in soca, but trying to do different things, dabble, and just take the music around the world. I want my name, my brand, to become a household name, not only in the Caribbean, but in Germany, in Africa, in China. And that's the goal, you know, to just continue building the brand, establishing that presence. The Istro, the ID brand must touch the world. It must be stamped on the world.
What's the legacy that you want to leave when you look down the road?
And I just want to be known as a person that you know, loved and loved well. A person that helps promote our culture, help promote, you know, what we are, who we are. And you know, just you know, see just how people look at Bob Marley. I would love people to look at Ricardo Drew like that. Like, you know, he was a pioneer for what we believed in. He was a pioneer for what we loved, and he didn't allow anyone to take that away from us. He pushed it to the limit, and then when he reached the limit, he pushed it beyond. You know, I would love for my kids to live off of my name and create their own legacy, because we were able to create that foundation for them to stand on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know so many people around me that have done that. And case in point, although he's just in soca at this point in time, Dr. Roy Capers is one who has an everlasting legacy in the soca industry. And I just want to do something like that, but just on a more major scale.
You want to push the culture along and push it forward. So, you know, I definitely see that.
That's right.
Definitely see that. And I just have a couple other questions just before we let you go. But what's next on the horizon in the short term? Is there anybody you'll be working with, any big time artists, producers, someone or something unexpected that's going to come from left field and hit us?
Well, I can tell you that, you know, due to what's been transpiring with everything with DJ Khaled's the video, there's some doors that truly opened for us. However, you know, we can't let the cat out the bag, and even if we could, we wouldn't let it out until it's time to let it out. But there's some major things happening, and, you know, we're just glad that these things are happening, and we're just going to continue to push forward. And I'm sure that these things are going to lead to other things, because I should be told my team are full of dreamers, man. We take our dreams and we make them reality. But, you know, the thing about it is that at this point in time, it's almost like every year we get hung. As Tyree said in Fast and Furious, we hungry.
Yeah. As they say, man, teamwork makes the dream work, man. So that's what it's all about.
That's right.
And here's my final question, and it's a serious question, and I really want you to put some thought into this if you can.
Mm-hmm.
Just watching your body at work, especially in your videos and everything else, what will it take for me to be in a Ricardo Drew video? Now take your time. I want you to really think hard about this. Is there a membership? Do I got to sign up for a membership? Do I got to bring a bottle of rum punching, you know, Cavalier, English Harbor, you know, with Johnny Black? Is there anything I could do?
I tell you what, man. All you got to do is bring the good vibes, the good energy like you're doing right now. And it's sold, man. It's sold. That's all we do, man. We love good people around us, good energy, no negative vibes, and we good to go, man. So once you got that, you there, bro.
What? I'm coming right now. You know what? And on top of that, I'm bringing doubles too. Just because of that, I'm bringing doubles too. Unfortunately, the connection got messed up, and we ended up getting disconnected. So we didn't get the opportunity to properly send off Mr. Drew. But regardless of the fact, I would love to give major, major props and love to Ricardo Drew for coming on the stoop and spending some time with us today. As we all chart his path to newer heights and greater success, you can catch him on all his social media outlets. On Instagram, you can catch him on It's Drew. Twitter, you can catch him on the same thing, It's Drew, ITS Drew. On Snapchat, you can catch him on It's Drew as well, but instead of ITS, it's ITZ, Drew. And you can also follow him on Facebook on his Ricardo Drew fan page. Make sure you go and follow him and support him and support that brother's work. And also, I'd like to thank DJ Chris Nice for coming on the stoop as well today to handling the interview as well. You can catch his mix show, the Grooves and Rhythms mix show, every Friday from 2 to 4 on My Line Radio. Thanks once again, Chris, for doing this.
No problem, man. Pleasure is all mine. I'd like to give a shout out to Kareem for making this interview possible, and Blacks and the Roy Cape family.
All right. And that concludes season 1 of The Stoop, a mini podcast summer series. I'll also be reposting all 7 of the episodes from this summer as well. I'm treating it like an Android box at Netflix. You can binge listen to all the episodes of The Stoop in case you missed any of them. In other words, podcast and chill. Yeah, I said it. That's right. Podcast and chill. Sit back, relax, and enjoy. The AF podcast will be up and running later this month, so definitely stay tuned for that, as well as Basketball Week on the AV, as we welcome back the NBA season back in our lives. We'll have some podcasts dedicated to that, as well as some blog write-ups. To read up on the latest blog posts and listen to the podcast, make sure you subscribe right here to SouthShoreAV.com. Once again, that's SouthShoreAV.com. For Ricardo Drew and DJ Chris Nice, this is Cal C, and this is The Stoop on South Shore Ave Radio. As we get off the stoop, DJ Chris Nice, why don't you ride us out with some Ricardo Drew tracks and take us out of here feeling hype. Until the next podcast, folks, peace.
Oh. call me Bond. Aori, Aori. Vagabond. Aori, Agent 009.
It's who?